Hello, my name is Pam Suma. Welcome to Countryside Community Church, a United Methodist Fellowship. The reading from the Gospel, Matthew 18, 21 through 35, New Revised Standard Version. Forgiveness. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, Not seven times, but I tell you, 70 times 7. The parable of the unforgiving servant. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me. I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of the slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me. I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw himself into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what they had done, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have mercy on his fellow slave, as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother and sister from your heart. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious and holy God, we are gathered in heart and mind, and we need to hear a word from you. So we ask, Holy Spirit, that as you always do for us, that again, you would come and pour yourself out on us, that you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words that I will offer, and the thoughts of every single one of our hearts and inspire them. Breathe life into them so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So our scripture starts today, picks up right where we left off last week, with Peter coming to Jesus with a question, saying, Lord, if a member of the church sinned against me, if one of our brothers or sisters sinned against me, how many times do I have to forgive them? Seven times? And of course, Jesus' response is, no, not seven times, but 77 times. Or sometimes we translate that seven times seven. In other words, Jesus tells us to forgive like we've been forgiven. And that's the point of the parable that he tells. That forgive the way you have been forgiven. How can you possibly not forgive when you have been forgiven? Is really the question that hovers in this story that Jesus tells in answer to Peter's question. But that does kind of raise a question for us. So what is it to forgive? What is forgive? What does that mean? What are we talking about? And to answer that, we ought to start first by looking at what it is that we're forgiving. What is that? And that will hopefully shed some light on what Jesus is asking of us. And so there are a bunch of biblical models of images that we find in the scripture, but a quick way to get at that is just to say that we forgive debts, trespasses, and sins. So if we're going to understand what it is that we're supposed to forgive, we think about it in terms of debts and trespasses and sins. Now, if you have been part of the church for a while, or particularly if you've worshiped at different congregations, maybe different denominations, you might notice that not all Christians pray the Lord's Prayer the same way. Some of us pray that part, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's the way we do it here. Other Christians will pray it, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And others will pray, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Now, those all, we pray those because of the way that they show up in the scripture. So in Matthew 6, in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is teaching how we should pray, he teaches the Lord's Prayer, and there we find that Jesus uses the phrase, forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are, as we forgive our debtors. I don't use that a lot, so it doesn't come out well. And then right after that, Jesus says, if you do not forgive those who trespass against us, God will not forgive you for your trespasses. And in Luke 11, where the disciples come to Jesus and say, after Jesus has been off praying, they see something about the way Jesus prays and they want to learn about it. And so they ask him, Lord, please teach us how to pray. And again, he teaches them what we now call the Lord's Prayer, what's sometimes called the model prayer. And there Jesus says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So they're all there and they're all slightly different. So debts is about something that is owed to you, something that that is due you. So this notion of sin is there's something that you deserve. And maybe we would think of it in terms of respect or love or kindness or generosity. And we sin when we don't give what we should. That's one way to think about what it is that we need to forgive. So we forgive the things that people should give us but don't. We are forgiven of the things we should give, but don't. Trespasses comes from a word that means to fall short or to cross the line. So to treat people in ways that we know we ought not to. To do things that we know they don't want us to do. Right? Like when your mom says that you can go out and play, just don't go into the neighbor's yard. You know how far you're allowed to go. You know what the boundaries are. And when you cross that, then you're in trouble. Right? We know where the boundaries are. And when we cross those, we know that this belongs to the fella, to the woman, to the people who own the store, and if we take it without paying for it, we have crossed the line. We have trespassed. And then sin is another word that also means to fall or to fall short. Which is why when we talk about what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden, when they decided that it would be more important for them to be able to know what was okay and what's not okay, for them to decide that, than to trust that God would tell them what is good and what is evil. So they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When they did that, we call that the fall. They fell short of what God expected of them. And so when we find ourselves in places where people have not given us what we deserve, have not paid us what is our due, have not treated us in the way we ought to have been treated, when we find that people have crossed the line, have disrespected the boundaries of our relationships, when we find that we have fallen short and not done what we ought to have done, or have done things that we ought not to have done, we know what the mark is. We know what the expectation is. We know where the bar is, and we fall short. When people fall short of our expectations, of the bar that we have set, our response to that is to forgive. So, what does forgive mean? Well, there's a couple different ways to talk about it. One of the strong biblical images is that to forgive is to release. Forgive is letting go. And so when we have been the recipient of debts, when we have been the recipient of trespassing, of crossing the line, when we have been the recipient of someone failing the mark, falling short, when folks have sinned against us, our response is to take that hurt, take that wrong, and release it. Now, the thing is that this is not always easy. Because the other thing about forgiveness is that it is in some ways kind of one-sided. In other words, our ability to forgive is not completely tied to someone else's ability to repent, to change, to accept that they have done wrong to us. And not releasing our sin has been described as eating rat poison and waiting for the rat to die. It kills you a little bit at a time from the inside and doesn't make a bit of difference to the rat. One of the things that often holds us up is that we feel like we can't forgive someone unless they deserve it. And that's where what Jesus teaches about forgiveness pulls us up short. Now, it's not that when people sin against us, it doesn't matter, right? Peter asked this question right after Jesus had talked to them about, what do you do if someone in the church sins against you? So it's not that how we treat each other doesn't matter. But in the end, the biggest thing about forgiveness is not what someone else has done to us and about whether they deserve to be forgiven. The thing about forgiveness is that it's all tied to, have we been forgiven? In the light of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Because as the scripture is clear, we didn't deserve that either. Right? As Romans says, at the right time, Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. God's forgiveness comes to us not because we deserve it, but because God desires it. And so when we think about forgiveness, the thing to hold up is not, does this person deserve to be forgiven? The thing to hold up is, am I forgiving in the way that I have been forgiven? As we talked about at the drive-in church, Jesus is very clear about this connection. We pray that prayer every single week. Forgive us in the same way that we have forgiven. We forgive because God first forgave us. Because the thing about forgiveness, we know that we've forgiven when the past doesn't hold our future hostage. Right, here's how you know when you've got something that you need to talk with your spouse or your kids or your coworker about. It's when you start having an argument about something and suddenly you realize that every argument you have always comes back to that time when you took the thing off my dresser without having asked first. What does that have to do with what we're talking about now? It doesn't matter. When you have that thing that just keeps coming up and keeps coming up and keeps coming up, that thing that keeps holding you hostage, the thing that holds your relationship hostage, the thing that you can't quite get over, that's a sign that you need to talk about it. That's a sign that you haven't been able to forgive that yet. And it's essential that we do. It's essential that we forgive. It's essential for relationship. Right, the whole reason that Jesus said that we need to be reconciled is for relationship. And as Jesus insists over and over again that we forgive because we've been forgiven, it's essential for the relationship. That relationship cannot go forward if it's constantly being held back by something that happened in the past. Now also, as we said at the first service, This is a process. And some things we find that we can forgive pretty quickly. Other things we find that we have to work really hard at it. And that we find that there are times when maybe we have, and yet find that, well, actually, no. But Jesus says so much, so clearly about forgiveness, because it is essential for relationship. It's essential for our relationship with those people who we have sinned against, those people who have sinned against us. It's essential for our relationship with God. Because here's the thing. Forgiveness matters for ourselves so that we can be set free. And we can't be our best for our relationships with others when we're continually stuck in what happened back then because we can't let it go. Grace to you and peace. So this is the God that we serve. God releases us from our debt of sin and calls us to release others and ourselves in the same way. So we can go into our days absolutely fearlessly as we continue together to develop hearts for God in a spirit-filled community and to share God's love and grace throughout the world. Grace to you and peace from him who is and was and is to come.
And also with you.
Amen.
God.